Blog Talk Radio.
Game Centric Radio. GGCR.
Hello and welcome to Game Centric Radio, where apparently nothing works all of the time. My name is Donnie Greenberg.
And I'm Jade Greenberg.
And we're the two surviving members of the castaways on an island. I know that's what it feels like. But we're all just doing other things, including other things with Game Centric.
Such as Game Centric TV.
That you can find on YouTube.
But tonight, we're talking about something much darker.
I don't know if it's much darker, but it is definitely cosmic.
And that is, this is our second annual Halloween in June special.
Wouldn't it be our third annual? I remember doing three of these. No, we did one in October, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So we do Halloween every year, and then we have Halloween in June. We have Halloween in June because, much like Christmas in July, it has become a staple in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Not just that, it's a staple everywhere.
Well, yeah.
That's when horror movies come out. That's when horror games come out. That's when, like, you notice horror movies come out in October and June.
So it's time for Halloween in June. So we have some cool things to tell you about this evening.
I don't know if they're cool, but they're definitely things we're going to tell you about. Do you want me to take it away?
Yeah, you can go ahead and start.
Okay. Well, everybody's heard about, and their mother and their grandmother have heard about the game Bloodborne. Have you heard about Bloodborne?
I've heard about it.
Okay, well, it is a game set in a very Gothic London-esque setting that involves cosmic horror. Japan is starting to get really big into cosmic horror. So, with that being said, really, if you couldn't guess the plot after a while, it is people turn into beasts, and it's because they are imbibing blood. Blood is almost like a drug to them. And after a while, they will turn into a beast. The longer they spend on the hunt, aka you play as a hunter, the more likely it is you will turn into a beast.
Just an aside, it is not okay to drink other people's blood in real life.
That should go without giving. You will get lots of kind of poisonings, including blood and iron poisoning. But that aside, you eventually come to figure out that they're doing this to try to mimic the abilities of the Great Ones.
The Great Ones?
The Great Ones.
The Great Ones?
The Great Ones. giant beasts that have descended on the town of Yharnam in hopes of seeking godhood.
And they're grape-flavored.
No, they're grape-flavored. Anyway. And if you look at grape and you know what it tastes like, well, good on you, because I won't do it.
So you no longer taste like potato chips.
That is true. I no longer taste like potato chips. But here's the thing, okay? So everybody looked at this game, and a lot of people just go through and play without the story. That's like, wow, there's a lot of weird-looking things in this game. Like a bunch of skulls and skeletal arms mashed together coming out of a treasure chest.
As the meat?
Oh, so you're familiar with H.P. Lovecraft's works.
Of course. I'm an English teacher.
Or slugs being everywhere. Also referring to them as invertebrates. Giant creatures with eyes lining their brains. For those of you in the know, this is a cosmic horror game. And it's not something that we've actually talked about a great deal on our show. Cosmic horror involves, if you haven't heard anyone say, "Oh, Cthulhu!" Because that's what you apparently do now, is you go, "Oh, Cthulhu!" and it makes everything better, I guess. But with that being said, Bloodborne is a cosmic horror game with aliens that come down and they're just like, hey guys, we're cosmic beasts. And then it's a lot grosser than most people think. There's a lot of blood. There's a lot of special blood that comes specifically from women. And there's also people trying to become gods in various different ways, including mashing themselves together to become a greater being.
That just sounds messy.
It's incredibly messy. In fact, every time you hit somebody, it's full of blood. So that's Bloodborne. Very gory. But the horror really comes from... you don't know what that is, you don't know what it can do, and it scares you. It's a different kind of horror than most horror games are out there. So it's really fear of the unknown, which a lot of horror games don't really address. Like, they throw it out there for you and try to scare you with the story. And this time, you start the game, you receive a blood transfusion, and your only bit of guidance is seek blood to transcend the pale moon. That's it. So you are immediately walk out and attacked by a werewolf. And by werewolf, I mean just a regular giant anthropomorphic wolf, because they don't change back and forth. Well, they do. They change after the night of the hunt, if you leave them alive. But there's no point in leaving them alive, because you need blood echoes. And blood echoes are what you need to make the world go round. That's what you use to level up your character. If you play Dark Souls or Demon Souls, they are the same exact thing as Souls. They function in the same exact way. But that is Bloodborne.
I think that it sounds a lot more like something that you would see in tabletop gaming, much more so than what you would see in video gaming. A lot of the time, where cosmic horror really shines is in story-based tabletop gaming, especially the Cthulhu, games, and some of the darker World of Darkness, especially Old World of Darkness games.
Man, well, Old World of Darkness is tough because you could either run it as like a standard game, or you could go along with their screwed up plot. Like, the idea behind Fremoris themselves is just enough to make anyone cringe. Anyway. So there's been a remake of the original Resident Evil. And I know you're probably going to talk about this, so I'm just going to be like...
No, you can talk about that one.
Resident Evil Revelations 2 is coming out.
Go ahead and talk about it. Talking to somebody else, Resident Evil, later.
So it is a remake to Vera 3DS. And you get to follow around Claire and Barry, which is awesome, because Barry's actually one of my favorite characters in the Resident Evil series. Things do not end well for Barry, if you're a fan of Resident Evil. But that's already out now, so go play it. PlayStation 4, PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, Xbox One, PC, PS, Vita.
I haven't gotten a chance to play that yet, but that's definitely on the list.
And if you can't get enough of Japanese Lovecraftian horror, there's Kodoku, which date has not been announced as of yet. It's a very Lovecraftian story with a tinge of Japanese mythology tucked in. There's not much out there other than the teaser trailer that I found. But that's that. If you like those kind of games, it looks like a very picturesque storytelling H.P. Lovecraft game. So, there is a game coming out called Soma.
Soma?
The people making it are responsible for the game Penumbra, which is the mindfuck altering near the area around you game.
Oh, I used the one
for
tonight.
And then there's Amnesia, which is kind of like the Unity for horror storytelling gaming. So if you're not a game developer, but you want to tell a story through video game format, there's your chance. Amnesia on Steam. So Soma is a first-person survival horror game, like its predecessors, on PC and PS4. It is surmised only by a single quote, and this is what we know about it. A quote by Philip K. Dick stating that reality is which, when you stop believing in it, doesn't go away.
I love that quote. I really think that In the Mouth of Madness came partly because of that.
And until Dawn's happening, the trope where 8 friends go to an isolated mountain retreat and they drink and have sex? Anytime, anywhere?
Friday the 13th?
Cabin in the Woods?
Hills Have Eyes remake?
And Until Dawn. There you go, you have Until Dawn. If you can't tell, I'm not impressed at what I've seen so far. But it's coming out soon, if not already.
Sounds really good to you.
Yeah, give it a shot. Why not?
Well, and watch Cabin in the Woods. That is a really good movie.
All right. And for the first time making his appearance in a game for a very long time, would you like to guess who's making an appearance? Who's a famous horror movie figure?
Is it Dracula?
No. Well, he will be, but that's something else I'm talking about later. It's Jason.
Jason Voorhees?
Jason Voorhees. He has not had a game since 1989. In his silly purple jumpsuit.
And he's so sad about it. Have you seen the robot chicken?
Yes, I am.
He,
several times, including Family Guy. Anyway, it's exactly what you think it is. It is an atmospheric game with you. Co-op with your friends, and you could either play as Jason Voorhees or band together to presumably defeat him, even though he's never defeated, apparently. Earlier this year, they announced it, but they didn't announce it for a platform or a release date. There's also the game that's already out, Slasher Camp, which is obviously an homage.
Is it like a comedy homage, or is it trying to take itself seriously?
I don't know. I actually don't care for horror games.
Well, that's not true, because you like some tabletop horror games, and you love Betrayal at the House on Haunted Hill.
Yes, I like those games. I really dislike modern horror games. Bloodborne, definitely not a modern horror game. It's its own thing. I love Bloodborne, by the way. There's also Kirkwood coming out to Steam Early Access, which I believe is already there, and I believe it should be out. It's at least in Early Access now. It's a top-down game that focuses heavily on the atmosphere while you explore a creepy forest. With Fog of War, it's top-down. So anybody who plays a top-down game knows what Fog of War is.
Talk about some new upcoming stuff as well.
One last thing. That's it. That's all I have, actually.
I thought you had one last thing.
I do have one last thing after this one last thing.
Oh, well, do
but
that.
But you could do this.
Right? No, do yours.
Okay, something that is amazing but has not come to America for a long time because Japanese horror went really unappreciated. Fatal Frame 5.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious? I haven't even heard this yet.
They stopped releasing them in America at 2.
Yeah, no, I know. We haven't had one for forever.
You could play them here, but
yeah, but that's really hard to get your
chances are it's coming to the Wii U, so think about that. You could take pictures around your living room and kill ghosts in the game. Oh, it's, if you don't know about the Wii U, it's got a full tablet on it.
I do know about the
you,
Wii U.
You go like this, and it goes like that in the game. It moves with you.
I'm just thinking about how bizarre it would be to play that in that style.
And on this list, IGN, you fucking dropped the ball. There's another one. Do a blog talk, I dare you. The Order is not a horror game. I don't care what anybody says.
Okay, but what is the Order?
You play some knights in a fictional London realm, but like knights during Victorian time.
Victorian or medieval?
Victorian.
Okay.
And then you fight some monsters, but then you'd say, oh, well, no, the monsters aren't all bad. Sorry, I spoiled it. It's a bad game. Anyway, the biggest news that I have is that the person who made Castlevania Symphony of the Night has left the company that makes Castlevania.
I thought you were going to see the building, much like Elvis.
He did leave the building. He was very upset. Anyway, he then went around and got funding from various investors to make a game called Bloodstained. For you, those of you who don't know, IGA has made the Metroidvania-style game, not single-handedly. But the people give him that trait. They tell him that he got out of it, did it single-handedly. But he had a team of developers, but he's very famous for the direction, the art style, the storytelling, and all that jazz. So he brought it to Kickstarter, where he needed to raise the last $500,000, and I believe got over $6 million. If you don't know how games work on Kickstarter, when a big name like that comes to you and says, I need $500,000, they are doing this as a test to see who will buy the game.
And clearly the answer was... Take my money.
Yes, absolutely. That is the last big bit of news I have. That is all the news I have. Most of these things have come out already, but what the heck?
It is, after all, a themed show. And again, we're talking about Halloween in June, summertime scariness. Not only because this is something that we see in, you know, across the board, horror games being released, horror movies being released. By the way, the Elvis has left the building reference. Do you know what movie am I referencing?
Is it Bubba Ho-Tep?
It is, in fact, Bubba Ho-Tep. Insidious 3 just came out in theaters. So good. I say it rivals the first one. What about you?
I'd say it's a little bit better. This one made me cry tears.
It's too bad there's not a way to make that into a game.
Actually, if you'd like, go watch the dual videos on Game Theory and Film Theory that's talking about the future of movies.
But there's a couple of things that I really wanted to talk about. Okay. So, at one point, we were talking about why not every movie needs a game. And, in fact, if you go into our archives, we have a special about movies and ridiculous games. I encourage you to check that out. But, Jurassic World. Now, I'm not a huge fan of the Jurassic series of films. But that aside, I don't want Lego dinosaurs. At least I don't want Lego dinosaurs that take themselves seriously.
I'm sorry, you are in the minority. And Jurassic World absolutely does not take itself seriously.
But Lego Jurassic World is something that...
is happening, absolutely. But when games come out like this, we get other games that... also started this trend. We get Turok, Dinosaur Hunter. We get one of the Ark survival something or other. I don't even know. But you play people trying to survive when there's dinosaurs around. you get good games that come out of games like that.
So, LEGO Jurassic World, coming out June 12th, PS4, Xbox One, Wii U, PS3, PlayStation Vita, Nintendo 3DS, and computers, and Xbox 360, actually.
Oh, yeah, no, the PS3 and Xbox are not dead yet, because there's people that are refusing to move on.
And I'm a fan of that. Like, I've finally learned how to use a PS3 and don't really want another one, although I'm an Xbox girl.
The PS4 works exactly like the PS3.
I'll always be an Xbox girl at heart, though, for sure. All right, so one of the other things that we have, because we're starting to get some E3 news.
Yes, we are getting E3 teasers.
Yeah. And a game that's not actually a horror game, in my opinion, but definitely has the keyword zombies in it. Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2.
The third-person shooter where you go around and you work on a team to defeat waves of zombies. That's it.
So, the one of the things that I love about the Plants vs. Zombies games is that they are so delightfully ridiculous. Like, the things that happen and the fact that they really don't take themselves seriously. This one, you know, looks to be a lot like what we've seen, but I think it'll be interesting to see a full trailer for it when that releases at E3.
We'll probably do E3 after this one.
So, we've talked a lot about zombies on this show.
Yes.
Lots.
Yes.
And we have neglected certain other horror movie monsters. And so one of the things I wanted to do on tonight's show is talk about some of the games that focus on other horror movie monsters. I didn't really expect us to be recording this from a cellular phone, which is what we're doing.
Because Blog Talk.
So I'm so sorry if the audio isn't great, but we wanted to make sure that we got this to you regardless. My computer is making noises. Hold on. Excuse me one second. And stop that right now. Oh, and it's opening like everything on the planet.
It
okay. Okay. Okay.
I saw that you had Walter Beast pulled up.
I did.
It's a terrible game.
You want to talk a little bit about it?
You play a man, and then you walk around, and then you could eventually become a werewolf, but if you die, then you can't.
What do you become if you die?
Dead. Forever. Game over. Start from the beginning. Most people usually don't get past the second level.
Really?
Mostly because of cheap glitches that kill you.
Okay.
And you also aren't any tougher as a werewolf as you are as a man, and it's a messy thing that goes on. They play it on Game Grumps. I played it myself. It's really terrible. Really terrible. Probably one of the worst games that I've ever actually had my hands on, except aside from Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
And that was worse?
That shouldn't count as a game.
That is not a sentence you usually say.
No. In fact, anybody that wants to get into game design should go play that game for 2 seconds. And so you could see everything that it does wrong.
Did you talk about that?
I did not talk about that. I don't know anything about it.
Okay. So, releasing today, actually, Operation Abyss, New Tokyo Legacy, which is predominantly for the Vita. It is a sci-fi dungeon crawler RPG, futuristic, Tokyo. And what it has is what they call variants, which is genetically engineered monsters. So, again, something different other than just zombies. The government has established the Code Physics Agency to investigate the mysterious phenomena, and you are trying to get answers. It's an RPG, but it's a horror RPG.
Mostly horror RPGs actually are fan-made with, like, an RPG maker. It's really rare that there's a horror RPG that comes out as on a console.
So it looks interesting. Also releasing today, slightly less horror.
Not at all. This isn't horror at all.
Well, Dark Force is trying to destroy the world.
No. That's high fantasy, still.
Either way, Elder Scrolls Online. Say the rest of the title for me.
Tamriel Unlimited.
Okay. Wasn't sure about Tamriel. Like, all right. So, back to some of the not-zombie games. We talked a little bit about Castlevania.
Which totally have zombies in it.
But also vampires.
Only one vampire. Once you play Symphony of the Night, then you have two. You play as one, and then you kill one.
Well, I'm talking about the series as a whole here.
Then, yeah, there's only two vampires and hundreds of zombies. Sorry, I'm not trying to shit on your plans.
I don't know if they all meet tertiary criteria for zombies.
Yes, the vampire in this game is absolutely a necromancer, and they talk about it. He faces the dead. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
But still, there are vampires in Castlevania. And in fact, it has so many titles to offer. Like, people know about Symphony of the Night. People know about the main ones, but there are just literally, I think, dozens of Castlevania games and different ones. So we also have the Legacy of Kain series, including Blood Omen.
Games. Absolutely beautiful games.
Didn't you talk a little about that?
I did, but they should go listen to the other show because I've already talked about them.
Which show?
One of the other two horror shows. Listen to them both.
We've Legacy of Kain Defiance, the Blood Rain series. Now, the Blood Rain series is one that
it's a spinoff from the Legacy of Kain.
Yes. I have to admit, really disappointed. I wanted to love Blood Rain.
I loved the games. If you're referring to the movies, yes. In fact, you could go watch Game Theory, and he explains why they suck. Because they're used to funnel money and get a tax break.
The movie actually ruined the game for me.
Well, then you shouldn't watch the movie.
No one should watch the Blood Rain movie.
And if it ruined the game for you, then you liked the movie better than the game.
And then, of course, we have the disaster that happened when they tried to make Vampire the Masquerade, the tabletop game, into video games.
Not a disaster anymore.
I'm talking about the older one.
Yes, I have it. It's not a disaster anymore. They fixed it.
They fixed it?
They rewrote the story and patched it, yes.
Okay, but I'm talking about that one that, like, almost everybody owned for their PC with, like,
yeah,
the disc, the original version of that. Like,
you could either play Ventru, Alcavian, or
Toreador.
That's it. You can now play 8 clans. Take your pick. Assign your disciplines. You get to make your character fully now.
But that's a recent development. I mean, I'm talking about back in the day when we were playing it. It was terrible.
I'm talking about 2005. They fixed it. I'm sorry.
I'm talking about the original release of it. I'm not talking about it after it got patched. Because so many of us thought it was going to be amazing. And it so was not. Yes.
But it is now.
Yeah, granted, it's been updated, but...
They even gave it, with 13 different clans to choose from. Like, they're listing all the new things they did to fix it.
And that is very true. But... The, speaking of World of Darkness, by the way, switching gears to tabletop gaming.
Okay.
This year we've seen the Firestorm Chronicle fiction anthology, and we've seen some other things come out of World of Darkness. Vampire the Requiem Half Damned, which builds on Blood and Smoke, which anyone who's playing it is familiar with. I'm an old World of Darkness girl myself. Like,
well, then you should like this. They fixed everything.
I do. Like, my point is the original one, so stop it.
I know.
We also saw some updates for other games.
Mage of the Awakening,
Shards of Power. The second edition Promethean, and then coming up in this month and next month, we have World of Darkness Hurt Locker, which extends the Armory series to sync it up to the God Machine Chronicle, and we will have the Huntsman Chronicle fiction anthology for those reading the books. And it's going to tease the new Changeling stuff. And then later this year, we've also got Beast the Primordial, which is something kind of new.
I know. It's very much like Bloodborne. Weird, isn't it?
It is. It's also something that isn't really a continuation of something we've already seen. It isn't really a remake of something we've seen. And so... It is an opportunity to play something very new. I know it sounds werewolfy, but it is something where anyone can become the beast.
Yes, and I want to become the beast.
What is typical in World of Darkness games, whether you're talking old World of Darkness or new World of Darkness, is that it's focused on characters other than the Mortals game. It is focused on characters that are special in some way. They're going to be awakened as mages or already have been. They're going to be turned into vampires or ghouls. They have the blood to become werewolves, things like that. And my favorite thing about New World of Darkness is the Mortals system, which allows you to play an everyday person who ends up stumbling onto supernatural ridiculousness. But Beast the Primordial seems to be kind of the supernatural answer to that. Anyone can become the beast. So, as always, there's plenty of New World of Darkness Kickstarter stuff kicking around, so you can go on there and look for that if you're interested. For those of you who are still in the New World of Darkness Makes No Sense, This Is Awful camp, the God Machine Chronicles actually gives some backstory.
By backstory, it means they said, we're sorry, here's all the fixes. Now go wild, here's an overarching story, you can use it now.
So if you... if you haven't checked those out, they're totally worth it. So, disappointment. Dead Island 2 has been pushed back to 2016.
Although that's that's because they realized that the games they made actually sucked really badly, and they gave most of their games away for free on Steam.
So, since they will have the opportunity to really work on the game, we can hope for a really solid game coming out of Dead Island 2. So far, it looks like it's going to be a new gen only, so PS4, Xbox One, and PC. But it's definitely something that they're taking their time with and trying to make better.
As a joke, there's a horror game coming out called Sonic Boom Fire and Ice. Anybody listening, you'll get it. And if you're mad, I'm sorry. But Sonic Boom sucks. And so does Sonic. Current Sonic.
Another kind of survival type game that we'll see later this year is Human Element. I wouldn't necessarily say that this is a horror game. Instead, it is a survival game, much more than, like, instead of, like, survival horror.
That actually reminded me. Sony is coming out with an answer to DayZ called H1Z1. That was announced relatively.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, then?
DayZ is just a survival horror game that takes place in the zombie apocalypse. The longer you survive, the better you do, and it's permadeath upon death. Sorry, you were getting to it. That's what happens when you don't tell me what you're going to talk about.
H1Z1 promises to be a sandbox game. Not sure how much they're going to, how much sandbox we actually are going to get.
It's going to be exactly like DayZ, but not. So it's going to be very sandboxy.
And it's going to be free to play.
Excellent, because DayZ started to charge people. So
is it going to be pay to win, though?
That's up to Sony.
That's something to watch out for with free-to-play games, of course, is because if you need to pay for certain features...
There's no point in working towards getting a helicopter if you have to pay for the helicopter.
And I think it'll be an interesting RPG.
H1Z1?
Yeah.
It's not an RPG. It is a MMO.
With RPG elements.
Does it have RPG elements?
Yeah.
I'm sure it has I don't know about that. I think they're using that term loosely.
Well, it depends on how you exactly define it. I mean, if people are playing it more as... like DayZ exactly, then no, but apparently...
There's story elements?
Apparently there are story elements. There's a blend of action and story. And it's something that potentially could really be partly RPG.
So which site is this? I only remember this from when the game comes out.
I will leave a pull up for you.
Okay.
So, speaking of things that got put off, like the game we were just talking about, Dead Island 2, I'm still so very angry about them pushing the Resident Evil movie. I understand Mila Jovovich became pregnant.
It's also a tax break.
However, Resident Evil and the I've seen the title The Final Chapter. I've seen it subtitled Rising. It's a Paul W.S. Anderson film, of course, and we're looking at a September 2016 release. Hopefully they'll actually do that. We never got a month for 2014, so it makes me feel like there's actually going to be a game, or I mean, be a movie that they've given us a month But you read some interesting news about why any of the video game movies even exist.
Yes. I'm not going to talk about it here. I'm going to send you to the person that gave me the news because they're fellow web creators. So go watch Game Theories about why video game movies suck.
And even though we all know we're going to be let down by the end of the Resident Evil movie.
I've been let down already. How'd she get that much hair dye?
That is a great point. So one of the things that Donnie has pointed out, and he's not the only one, but he's definitely, it's a pet peeve of his more so than mine. Over the course of the Resident Evil movies, we've seen the main character of Alice, who in and of herself is a pet peeve of mine because she doesn't exist in the games.
At all, and never will.
She exists solely
as a tax break.
So that men will come and see the movies and teenage boys will come and see the movies, and she's married to the director. So, but over the course of the movies, she and her many clones change hair color.
And unlike Resident Evil, where the star stops the invasion of zombies every time, their world has gone pretty much extinct.
So where is she not only getting enough hair dye for herself,
but enough hair dye that is not aged ridiculously? Because the movies span over 7 years. And by the time she finds the clones, it's probably been like 10 years.
Not in the films.
And there's no way it could happen that fast. So then there's another pet peeve.
Yeah. No, one of the things is, in the films, they take what is between 7 and 10 years, and they do it in under 2 years.
In film release or in the films?
In the films, one goes directly into two.
Yes, that's true.
Three is the desert one.
Which makes no sense. It can't be. Because they're saying that the rest of the world is dead in that movie.
They then go back and say that's not true in later ones. But the desert one, even then, we know there's been a couple of years passing. But at most, a couple. Because we have some characters who should have aged significantly, as in, like, the teenage girl Kmart, another invention predominantly for the films, who is still a teenager.
And the fan favorite that is one of your favorite actors, who reappeared in the last Resident Evil movie.
Raina Campo by Michelle Rodriguez, who's really friendly. She is.
She's very friendly. She's a very friendly actress. She's just not a character that exists in Resident Evil.
Right. Well, at least it represents a little better kind of how women work in the Resident Evil video game franchise, in that she dresses appropriately for combat and...
What are you talking about? She'll dress appropriately.
I know, but I'm saying compared to Alice.
That... It's another pet peeve.
I wrote an entire chapter about, like, the fact that Alice exists and wears a dress predominantly. Go back, listen to my zombie rants. I promise they're there. All right.
And we're getting down to the last 15 minutes of the show.
So I want to talk about just some of the ridiculousness that exists out there. When I say ridiculousness, I don't necessarily mean bad. Keep in mind that, like, I'm a fan of The Room. By the way, we have a movie special that talks about Rocky Horror Picture Show, The Room, The Tommy Wise Show, lots of other things that are delightfully ridiculous.
But none of the other cult classics.
Well, we're talking about ones that are attached to games in that particular episode.
Yes, true.
But an episode of the adventure series Sam and Max Season 2, Night of the Raving Dead, the detective Sam and Max, their town is under siege by an army of zombies. I don't think they're really zombies. Under control of a vampire named Jurgen, that was in 08 for the Wii, Windows, and Xbox 360. We see the 2003 Windows game Nosferatu, The Wrath of Malachi, with randomly generated levels set in 1912, where a Romanian count has to fight off vampires. We have just so many, especially if you look at, like, vampire games. I know that we tend to talk a great deal about zombie games, but really, like, vampire games are more numerous, I think.
Oh, yeah, Twilight came out, so...
Well, I mean, even before that, if you look at the 1990s, there are a lot of different...
Yeah, Lost Boys came out.
That was the 80s.
And look what time the game was made in.
Well, there's just a lot of different games, you know, that were kind of thrown out there. And so if you ever feel like... you know, really looking through and digging around in them. I mean, you can play vampire games pretty much forever. Although I have to say Vampire Hunter D.
The Animu?
The video game that...
Based on the Animu?
Why are you calling it an Animu?
Why not?
It's an anime.
Is it? Because I'm pretty sure that's short for animation. So why can't I call it Animu?
We can call it whatever you want, but what I'm going to say is that the film, you know, filmed version, the anime, interests me a great deal. And I'm sure that you will remember long, long before we were the Greenbergs, you know, when you came and saw that in our apartment, in the apartment I lived in before, we had Vampire Hunter D poster in the living room.
All I'm going to say is that you should tweet at us at GameCentricGCR, hashtag anime or hashtag animu. Just saying.
That's awesome. By the way, before I continue, ways to reach us. If you want to tell us that you think our opinions suck, if you want to tell us that you agree with us, if you want to suggest future show content, if you want to invite us to a convention... if you want to have us review something of yours.
Forget it. We'll do it. We'll do it all.
You can reach us at facebook.com/GameCentricRadio, GameCentricRadio@gmail.com are two of the ways to send us longer messages if your message is shorter. Of course, you can tweet us, GameCentricGCR. And then we're on Tumblr, GameCentricRadio on Tumblr as well. So by all means, reach out and tell us what you think or give us suggestions. But back to Vampire Hunter D, the PlayStation game did not do it for me at all. In fact, it only took one time of opening it for me to be over it.
Did it come to America?
I saw, like, footage of it.
I'm not 100% sure that it came here.
I was watching footage, so I wasn't actually playing it, so I'm not sure if where the footage was from, but it literally took me less than 3 minutes to be over it.
Also, Japanese people really love vampires. That's why there's a lot of vampire games in the early 90s.
So, in addition to that, I want to talk briefly about why we, Game Centric Radio, always make sure that we do Halloween in June. And that is, again, in addition, of course, to the fact that there's a lot of games being released during this time.
It's become a tradition. There's parties that happen. Party City carries more costumes specifically for that reason.
And the Rocky Horror Picture Show Shadow Cast Help Me Mommy, which performs in Hobart, Indiana at 230 Main Street.
The
Hobart Theater, yes, doors open at 11. The show starts about 11:30. And we are doing this week, this Saturday, June 13th, our special Halloween in June show. So, if you are in the Northwest Indiana or Northeast Illinois area, I encourage you to come out. We are offering cash prizes in our costume contest. And we are potentially having two if we have people who come out in both sets of costumes. And by both sets, we mean the in any traditional Rocky Horror Halloween setting, you have a contest for regular Halloween costumes, you know, whatever you come up with. And then you have the people who come up dressed as Rocky Horror Picture Show characters who are not part of the Shadow Cast, but who just wear those as costumes. And then, of course, you know, there are cosplayers can really get a leg up because their costumes are so detailed.
Yeah.
You could always enter the costume contest in a cosplay, and that would be acceptable. So I know we've talked a lot about cosplay. I know cosplay is very different than wearing costumes. It's not like a Halloween costume, and I know that the customizing is so important. We know a Loki,
yeah,
the tiny tyrant,
yeah,
who is currently now doing a Five Nights at Freddy's cosplay as well. And I mention this because there's a piece of news that you haven't talked about yet, Donnie.
Oh, the Five Nights at Freddy movie may or may not happen.
So it might happen, though.
Yeah. It's a video game movie. It might suck.
Okay. But anyway, if you come out to the Hobart Theater this Saturday, we're going to have a video dance party starting at 11 during the time that we're just, you know, when we first open. We will have the costume contest. We have a fabulous pre-show, and I will say only this about it. It is a night you will never forget.
I happen to think it's pretty forgettable.
And who are you playing during this actual movie this week? Are you Rocky or are you Magenta?
I'm Magenta.
Okay, so Donnie will be playing Magenta. I'll be working security. Dead Mike, who has not died or anything, he's just working nights now, will be kicking around, probably taking some pictures for Shadows in the Attic. So it's a great opportunity to come out and see us with the Help Me Mommy Shadowcast. And if you are a Wisconsin listener, because I know we have a lot of Wisconsin listeners, the Milwaukee area has Sensual Daydreams, another Rocky cast
at the
Oriental Theater. And so while they do different, like, you know, different events than we do, they're an awesome Rocky Horror Shadow Cast. So they actually count as part of the Chicago area Shadow Cast. So if you are in Wisconsin, don't feel that you don't have Rocky to go to.
So we climb into our final thoughts?
We should climb into our final thoughts. So my final thoughts are, number one, you should tell us what content you want to hear. Number two, I absolutely love that Halloween comes more than once a year. Having the opportunity to enjoy it in June as well. Is definitely something that I wish we'd had as more of a tradition when I was younger. And three, come see our special Halloween in June show at the Hobart Art Theater this Saturday, June 13th. And your final thoughts, Donnie?
My final thoughts are that werewolves games suck. I'm Donnie Greenberg, and this has been Game Centric Radio. And you are?
I'm Jade Greenberg.
And werewolves and games still suck. And thank you for listening.